Matthew Stuckey here, and we're looking at another trait of psychopaths, and we're moving on to the affective characteristics. And there are four affective characteristics which are under the factor one characteristics of being a psychopath on the psychopathy checklist. And when it comes to the affective characteristics, the first characteristic of psychopaths is a lack of remorse or guilt. Lack of remorse or guilt is one of the affective characteristics. And it says this about a lack of remorse with psychopaths. Psychopaths don't care how their behavior affects other people. They may forget about something that hurts someone, or they may insist that others are overreacting when their feelings are hurt. Ultimately, they don't experience any guilt for causing people pain. In fact, they often rationalize their behavior and blame other people. And so when it comes to psychopaths, they do not have any remorse or guilt for problems that they actually cause. This is a side effect of being without a conscience. The Bible says when someone becomes a reprobate, they are without a conscience. And the result is that they do not have any remorse or guilt for their actions and what they do. They believe the world revolves around them, and the only thing that matters is themselves. So if they were to steal money from somebody, they don't feel bad about it because all that matters is, did they get the money? If they were to do something stupid and somebody loses their job, or if they were to accidentally kill somebody when they're driving drunk or something like that, they won't feel guilty about it like a normal person. If they intentionally do a crime like pedophilia or murder or whatever and destroy people's lives, they don't feel bad about it because they lack a remorse or guilt. And this is something that they see that's very associated with psychopaths, but it's not associated with the normal person out there. Most people do feel remorse or guilt for their actions. This is often something you see with people that commit murders, and they're amazed how they say that they didn't have any remorse, they didn't have any guilt, they didn't seem to feel bad about it at all. And see, the normal person would feel bad for doing wrong things, but the psychopath does not have a conscience, so they do not feel bad. You know, in the Bible, it says this in Romans 1, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And so the psychopath knows that the things they're doing are worthy of death, but they don't feel bad about it, and they also take pleasure in those that do the same things. And this is what you often see with these terrible criminals, where they enjoy other people causing harm to other people. They not only do this, they not only enjoy doing it, they not only realize it's worthy of death, but don't feel bad about it, but they take pleasure in other people doing those exact same things. And so oftentimes you'll see people that are serial killers or bad people that are in jail, and when they do interviews, they're actually taking enjoyment in other harm that is being caused. A great example to show the hypocrisy with psychopaths and how you can't just trust what they say is with Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer was a very gruesome serial killer, and he killed a lot of people. And you know, when he got arrested, he said, "For what I did, I deserve death." And immediately he proclaims, "For what I did, I deserve death." Now, the reason why he said that is because it was obvious with all of the evidence at his apartment that he was caught. So he's already switching modes into acting like he has remorse. And many naive people, the Bible says the simple believeth every word. And many naive people just would say, well, let's give him another chance. He realizes he did bad. Let's give him another chance. But that's a very naive approach to it, because this is a man who's killed a lot of people, and just all of a sudden he has this major remorse that comes over him. It's fake. It's feigned. At his trial on February 17th, 1992, Jeffrey Dahmer says the most over-the-top thing you're ever going to hear to the judge. He says, "I know my time in prison will be terrible, but I deserve whatever I get because of what I have done. Thank you, Your Honor, and I am prepared for your sentence, which I know will be the maximum. I ask for no consideration." Jeffrey Dahmer acts like he's really remorseful, and he says, "I deserve the maximum. I don't even want any consideration." And the reason why he says that is because he does not want the death penalty, so he acts like he does want the death penalty. There are many cases of murderers and psychopaths that commit murder who say that they want the death penalty because they deserve death, and you know, they deserve to be put to death. And they understand, you know, the scriptures and what the Bible says. However, then when actually later on during the conversation, months later or whatever, then all of a sudden they change their tune when it no longer benefits them. One of the famous one was, I believe her name was Jodi Arias, who killed her boyfriend, and she proclaimed that she deserved death. You know, she denied committing the crime, no remorse, no guilt. When she's finally caught, all of a sudden she admits, okay, I did it, and she asks for the death penalty. Then later on, she changes her tune because she says, well, there's already been so much harm. I don't want to affect other people. I think it's better that I don't get it. But she changed her tune because it no longer benefited her. And so serial killers are always saying that they deserve the death penalty, but then they change their mind once it no longer benefits them. You say, well, how do you know Jeffrey Dahmer was faking it? Because didn't he become a born-again Christian in prison? Look, every serial killer gets born again in prison. This is what Robert D. Hare wrote about in his book Without Conscience, how many of these mass murderers all of a sudden get religion or become religious in jail. You say, why? They want to reduce their sentence. It's fake. It's not real. You cannot just believe what people are saying. The simple believeth every word. The reason why I know it was fake with Jeffrey Dahmer is because that after he got born again, after he said he deserved death, after he told the judge, you know, I want the maximum, I ask for no consideration, he was actually killed in prison because he was bragging about being a pedophile to another jailmate. They were bragging amongst themselves, and, you know, he was killed in jail by Christopher Scarver. Christopher Scarver killed Jeffrey Dahmer and Jesse Anderson because the two of them were bragging about molesting children and harming them. Well, so much for them actually, you know, getting saved, getting born again. And, you know, what you know in prison is that people that are in prison that are not reprobates and not pedophiles, they hate pedophiles. And so when Jeffrey Dahmer was bragging about it and his buddy in prison was bragging about it, they were beat to death by another inmate. So it wasn't actually real. But it's like, I thought that Jeffrey Dahmer had all this remorse and guilt. It was fake. It was fake in order to lighten his sentence and not get the death penalty. And you know what? This is biblical because when you see psychopaths in the Bible, they do not have remorse or guilt for their actions. You look at Jonadab, he caused the destruction of Amnon, caused the destruction of Tamar. You know, does he care about it? Not at all. In fact, he's the one who even says to David what Amnon does. And he just doesn't have any sort of, you know, guilt or remorse. He feels perfectly fine when his best friend ended up getting murdered, getting killed. Doesn't feel bad at all, even though he's the actual cause of this. You look at Cain, he murders his brother, and God asks him, you know, where his brother is. He's like, am I my brother's keeper? It's not like he has this overwhelming remorse, and he's like, oh, please forgive me. Cain says, my punishment is greater than I can bear, but he doesn't actually have any remorse or guilt for his actions. This is perhaps the scariest of these 20 characteristics on the psychopathy checklist, that there's people walking amongst us that have no remorse or guilt for anything they do. Because the normal person, when they do bad, there's something on the inside of them that actually makes them feel guilty for what they did. There's something on the inside where they're just thinking, man, I can't believe I did that. That was wrong of me. But with the psychopath, what they found is that there are people that have no remorse, no guilt. They don't care how much harm they cause to other people. They only care about themselves. Now, they will have these, you know, swelling words of vanity. They will have this superficial charm to get out of situations like Jeffrey Dahmer or other famous psychopaths. However, they don't actually have genuine remorse or guilt. It is just fake or feigned in order to lighten their sentence, in order to make them look good, in order to get people to actually trust them. Anyways, thank you and God bless.